I'd like to read some very well-known verses, to some of us anyway, in Acts chapter 8. From verse 26, it's a story, it's a history lesson, I guess, of a man who became a Christian. And we're about to read how this man, he was an Ethiopian, he was a member of the royal household of Ethiopia, he became a Christian, and the verses we're going to read tell us just how it all happened for him. So I thought it might be good for us to read his story. So if you've got a Bible there, Acts chapter 8 and from verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. Now, by the way, Philip was a disciple of the Lord Jesus. He was a follower of the Lord Jesus. And he was a preacher. He told people about the Lord Jesus. So that's who Philip is. An angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. That's part of the Old Testament of the Bible. Verse 29, then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away, and who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So Philip commanded the chariot. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. So there we have a story from the Bible about how someone became a Christian. So what, in my short time tonight in my talk, I'd like to ask a question and answer it. What is a Christian? Many people today have different ideas about what a Christian is. I remember in school, in year 10, we must have been doing something about religion and world religion, and we went around the class and we were all told to tell what religion we were. And I went to school at Kingsgrove down here. It's a fairly multicultural area, and there was quite a few Greek Orthodoxes, quite a few Roman Catholics, and there was quite a few. There was a number that said they were Baptist or Anglican or Church of England. And I used to sit next to this really big, or he was big when I was in year 10, a really big Tongan fella. Tony, his name was, and he was a big boy, a real big Tongan man. And oh, he's a boy then, he's in year 10. And I used to hang around with him at school, but he was a pretty rough bloke. He used to swear a lot, and used to go chasing the girls. And when it came around, I said I was a Christian, and when he put his hand up, he said he was a Christian. And I thought, "Whoa, Tony, you're a Christian." Anyway, the teacher asked him, because he was a bit of a troublemaker, he always used to get in trouble a bit, and the teacher asked him, "Tony, you're a Christian?" He said, "Yeah, I'm from Tonga, and our national religion is Christianity. I'm a Christian." And they went on, that was it. And I thought about it for a while, and I thought, you know, a lot of people have a misguided idea of just what a Christian is. Just because I'm brought up in Australia, and Australia is a so-called Christian country, doesn't make me a Christian. Just because my mum and dad are Christians doesn't make me a Christian. So, to clear it all up, if you've got any problems about it, let's see if we can work out from this passage just what a Christian is. This man, he was from Ethiopia. He was a very rich man. and he was looking for something. He was searching for something. And I've got, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 6 points that I'm going to try to answer the question with. The first one is, a Christian is someone who has looked for understanding, or has looked for understanding in life. And this man, he was reading the Bible, he was searching for the truth. He knew that there was reason for living, he knew that God was real, and he was searching for the truth. And you know, some people today, they search for the truth. Some people, the journey that they take to find the truth takes them around the world, and it takes them years. Some people can find the truth just like that. But we all, a lot of people today anyway, are looking for the truth for life, the meaning of life. And this man, his first qualification, I guess, and it's not really a qualification because this is just something that I've got out of these scriptures, his first step was he was looking for truth. He was seeking something. He was seeking the meaning of life. And so that's why he'd been to Jerusalem to worship, and perhaps while he was there he'd heard of this man, Jesus. This man who had done many miracles, whose teaching was unthought of, unbelievable, amazing. And he'd seen and heard of how this man, Jesus, who was such a good man, had been crucified and had been killed. And perhaps he'd heard too that Jesus had risen from the dead. And I can, putting my mind in the situation, I can imagine him thinking, you know, Jesus claimed he was the Son of God. Was he the one? Was he the one sent from God to save the world from their sin? This man, anyway, the first step, he was seeking. The second step, I've got here, he has found the truth of God's plan of salvation. He's found the truth. You see, God saw that this man was seeking, and so God sent Philip, this preacher, to him to tell him the truth. Now, there's a verse in the Bible that says, if you seek, you will find. Now, unfortunately, there's no time period. But if you're truly seeking God and the truth about God, the scriptures say that you will find. Now, I don't know, it might take you a couple of days. It might take you a couple of years. It might take you a long, long time. And the scriptures say, if you truly seek God, you will find him. And this man was truly seeking, and God saw that. And so God sent Philip to him to talk with him. And he was reading these verses about the Lord Jesus and the suffering that the Lord Jesus was going to go through. Verse 32, he was led like a sheep to the slaughter, like his lamb silent before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. And he was wondering, is this speaking of the Lord Jesus? Is it speaking of, who is it speaking of? And Philip was able to tell him in verse 34, Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Philip told him the truth. Philip said, this is speaking of Jesus, the one who has just been crucified, the one who died so that you could be saved from your sin. So firstly, a Christian is someone who is seeking understanding. Secondly, a Christian is someone who has found the truth in the Lord Jesus, the truth of God's plan for our lives. Thirdly, as we go on, we read how Philip, once he preached to him, the eunuch said, there's water here. There must have been a little lake or a billabong, but they don't have billabongs over there, a little bit of water next to them. And the eunuch saw it and he said, here's water. What's stopping me from being baptised? Obviously, the eunuch, in his time in Jerusalem, he'd sussed out the Christians there, and he'd seen that Christians get baptised. And so when he saw the water, he thought, what's stopping me from being baptised? Basically, what he's saying is, what's stopping me from being a Christian? So he was ready to make the commitment to the Lord Jesus. Philip says to him, in verse 37, then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So thirdly, a Christian is someone who has believed with all their heart. I've always had a difficulty with belief. What is belief? A lot of people today believe in God, they believe in Jesus, they believe in all sorts of things. But the belief that the Bible's talking about here is a belief that you put into action. See, if I build a boat and I believe that boat will hold my weight and I can paddle out in it, I'll get in the boat because I believe it will hold me. But if I say, yeah, I believe that boat will hold me, but I'm a bit doubtful, I'm not going to get in. Belief is a thing that you put into action, that you are willing to put into action, to work at. And so this man, he believed with all his heart. He really believed in the Lord Jesus. At the end of the verse, he says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So another point is, a Christian is someone who has believed that that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. A lot of people believe that Jesus was a good man. He was a good teacher. He was a miracle worker. But the Bible teaches that Jesus is the Christ, the one sent from God, and he is the Son of God. And a Christian must believe that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God, that he is eternal, he is everlasting, that he has risen from the dead. And I've got two more points about what is a Christian. But I'm going to stop here at the moment before I get to those last two points. I want to sum up. A Christian is someone who is seeking or has sought the truth. A Christian is someone who has found the truth. Not only have they looked for it, but they found it. There's many people out there looking for the truth. Unfortunately, they're not all looking in the right place. But a Christian is someone who has found the truth in the Lord Jesus. And a Christian is someone who has believed that Jesus is who he said he was, the Son of God. They've believed and they've given him their heart. They've believed with all their heart. There's no prayer to pray to be a Christian. It's a matter of belief. Praying doesn't make you a Christian. Coming to church doesn't make you a Christian. Belief in the Lord Jesus Christ alone makes you a Christian. Now, there's two more things that I've got that tell us what a Christian is. And they're sort of things that come after. Basically, they prove that you're a Christian. See, I find it interesting, I find it quite funny actually, that when the eunuch wants to take the step, he doesn't say, I want to commit my life to the Lord, I want to become a Christian. He says, I want to be baptised, basically. He's saying, here's water, what's stopping me from being baptised? And so, one of the big points I got out of this was, a Christian is someone who is baptised. It's that outward step that shows people you want to follow the Lord Jesus. As you read through the New Testament, you find every time that someone becomes a Christian, immediately they're baptised. Today, that doesn't always happen. But the proof of your belief in the Lord Jesus is that your willingness to be baptised and to show people that you're a Christian. It's just like an outward step. So, another proof of what is a Christian is a person is baptised. And finally, this is right down in the last bit. You probably didn't even pick it up in verse 39. Now, as they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away so that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. A Christian is a happy person. Now, that doesn't mean that they go around laughing all day with a big smile on their dial. But a Christian is someone who is at peace because their sins have been forgiven and they no longer have the worry and the guilt of the wrong things that they've done hanging over them. A Christian is someone whose sins have been forgiven, who is at peace with God, who has an everlasting future in front of them. Now, I'm a Christian, but I'm not always happy. I've got sad times and I don't always walk around with a smile on my face. I try to, but I don't always do it. But I have that inner peace because I know that my sins have been forgiven. I know that whatever I do in my life from now on, God loves me and God cares for me. And that makes me rejoice. Now, I won't always have a smile on my face, but a lot of times I will because I know that the Lord Jesus loves me. If you got our newsletter early in the month, on it we put a little thought for the month, and the thought was smile. A rejoicing Christian is one of God's best advertisements. And as Christians, we're happy people because God has done so much for us. And so I look around tonight and I see some people I don't know. I see a few people that I do know. And as I look at you all, I see a lot of you are Christians. I can see that from the way you're living. And so for those of you that are Christians, I want to encourage you to smile more, because God is great and God has done so much for us. And let's be rejoicing. Now, if you're not a Christian, I'd encourage you to think about what I've said, because I'm on the other side. I'm a Christian. And I can tell you, I'm rejoicing and I'm happy, and it's the best decision I've ever made, because I'm at peace with God and I've got everlasting life.